I know we see the weather around the country as a winter wonderland, and it's not so balmy here, but here we are a day away from the 2018 debut of Tracktown Tuesdays tomorrow night at the DAC, and as has been our multi-year tradition to discuss all things happening, we welcome in the president of Tracktown USA, Vin Lanana, joins us. Vin, thanks for the time. How are you?
And good. Happy New Year, Steve.
Yeah, so how did the autumn, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year treat you and yours?
It was all good. It all seems to blend into one, Memorial Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, whatever else is coming up down the line. They all seem to be the same thing.
All right. Before we get into the details, the season opener of Tracktown Tuesday seems like you open with a bang. I mean, for the basics, what do folks need to know about what's on tap for tomorrow night?
Well, tomorrow night is the first one of the year. It's at the Downtown Athletic Club, 6 p.m. You get there early, and the show begins at 7 p.m. It runs just 1 hour till 8. And we've got a great great group of guests that are joining us this week.
Now, you've been around this for a while. I mean, from your days at CW Post, which most would refer to as Long Island University. You've coached in college, the Olympics. And tomorrow, part of the celebration is the Women's Triple Crown. So just for the novice to win the national title in cross country, then the indoor, then the outdoor. I mean, just how remarkable of an achievement is that?
Well, it's a really big deal, and I think that most people, Steve, somebody like yourself, you get it, but it's very, very difficult to focus on and have a cross country and have track and field because the scholarships bleed over between the cross country season and the track season, and programs either go after and try to be a track program or they try to be a cross country program, and what the University of Oregon has been able to do is really put its attention on all three seasons, and there's one thing to be really good at it, but to win all three is remarkable.
Now, when you consider how close first the cross-country competition was down to the final runner, then to complete the Triple Crown, a win in the last event, a 4x400, as opposed to like some blowout wins where you know what's coming, how much more special does that make it when it's so down to the wire and it's in doubt till the last moment?
Well, I think if you ask Robert Johnson, he would say today, he would say, oh, it's really great that it was a close meet. But beforehand and up to the last 2 or 3 minutes of the cross-country meet or the last leg of the final 4x4, he would say he would like to have been a blowout on his side rather than sit around and wait. But it was great. All three meets were great crowd pleasers for a whole bunch of different reasons, but what has happened with our both our teams, but in particular our women's team, is they've really been able to be seasoned as athletes you can depend upon to get it done in a clutch, and really those are three outstanding wins last year.
Talking with Vin Lanana, Tracktown Tuesday debuts tomorrow night at the DAC. Go online, go TracktownUSA.com. Now, one of the guests who was instrumental in what we just discussed, Raven Rogers, who first she was born with a superstar's name. And I feel like I ask you this a lot, but what have you noticed about her that has allowed her to join that elite company, which, of course, culminated with the Bowerman Award?
Well, the reality is that Raven is she's a tremendous competitor. The more competitive the situation is, the better she performs. I mean, she had every bit of pressure on her that could have been on her. She was an outstanding high school athlete. She came in and did a great job here for a time at Oregon. And then, coming down to the final straightaway, really running against phenomenal competition. It's winner takes all. And it was really an incredible performance. And Raven, I think you got it right. I actually had not heard that. She does have the name of a superstar. Raven Rogers sounds great. Double R.
Yep.
But she was absolutely fantastic, and she's been that way since the day she got to Oregon.
Now, I alluded to, there just seems to be this parade of remarkable talent that comes here, and we've talked over the years, be it Galen Rupp, Ashton, Jordan Hesse, and on and on and on. What does that say about the job Robert Johnson and his staff have done to just maintain this level of elite?
Well, I think that here's my take on it. Robert's done an unbelievable job at being able to there's one thing to win it, another thing to continue that, the success that you have over the years. You know, winning the first one or winning the second one or, being the surprise winner. But when you, year in and year out, produce championship teams, kids graduate, new kids come in, and those kids turn into champions. I mean, it's really, that whole staff has done a remarkable job, but I think that Oregon is a place that has always lent itself to that. If you go back through whatever number of years you want to go through, whether it's back to Bill Hayward or go through Bowman or Dellinger or whoever it is, you take a look at, there's always been these great pockets of great athleticism in the sport of track and field, and the University of Oregon has clearly become synonymous with winning the NCAA championships. So it's impressive. That staff has done just an incredible job.
Now, also tomorrow night, Luke Piscadra, who, if my math is right, ran for you at Oregon, now out of school 5-6 years, a great distance runner. What do you remember about getting him to come to Oregon and, his college career and what he's up to now?
Well, Luke really was a hometown favorite. Luke, the crowd all screaming his name, Luke, really provided some great moments at Hayward in particular. One not so great when he was out by about a half a lap at 10,000 meters, then got reeled in during the NCAAs. But there were plenty of other super positive moments, and whether it was cross-country as a freshman or whether it was cross-country as a senior, or whether it was scoring at the NCAAs, Luke has been a mainstay here. Stay here, and he's a great young man that is really, really well received here in the Hayward community.
A couple final thoughts for Tracktown USA President Vin Lanana. Another group who will be celebrated is the Lane Community College men's cross country team. So, what did they accomplish, and what kind of a program they've got there for that level?
Well, Lane Community College has been, has had a great tradition, and quite honestly, they've been awesome in terms of so many of their kids end up becoming Ducks after they finish their associate's degree. And this year, they were the Northwest Athletic Conference champions in cross country. Grady O'Connor is out of there, and there's a new staff in there, and they've continued the same tradition that Grady built up for years. And we're looking forward to welcome them. That's what the Trackdown Tuesday thing is about, is really celebrating the great accomplishments of not just the U of O and not just the OTC Elite, but all of the other programs that are in this community and that our town gets to be a part of and celebrate with them. So we're excited about welcoming Lane CC here with us.
And I don't want to leave anybody out because we've looked back at some great performances. You also have a trio of young women who, whatever they've done, has been outstanding, but they remain members of this amazing roster. So who are the trio of current Ducks will be on hand to join in on the festivities tomorrow night?
Well, we have one representative of each of the Triple Crown, the Triple Crown. We have Katie Greensberger, who's representing women's cross country. We have Hannah Cunliffe, who's representing indoor track, and Brooke Feldmeyer, if you remember her, just phenomenal performance at 800 meters outdoors that really, I don't know how others feel, but I thought her performance at 800 meters, Raven, of course, won the race, but Brooke nailed those points right at the end on the last straightaway at 800 meters and really set the stage. Had she not done that, it wouldn't have come down to 4x4 at the end. And she really delivered a great performance. So it's Katie, Hannah, and Brooke are going to be there, and we're looking forward to hearing what their thoughts are, each of the different legs of the Triple Crown.
Wow, man, you guys are sure exploding from the starting gate, pun intended. It's the debut for 2018. Tracktown Tuesdays, the DAC tomorrow night. Doors open at 6. Folks, catch up online, tracktownusa.com. He is the president, Tracktown USA. Vin, always great catching up. Enjoy your night, and I'll, of course, look forward to talking with you soon.
Thanks, Steve. Good talking to you.
All right, take it easy.